We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
My eyes are open wide. By the way, I made it through the day. I watch the world outside. By the way, I'm leaving out today. I just saw Haley's comet shooting.
Good afternoon. We're going to get Bob Kendrick in here in just a few minutes with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City, because the Kansas City Monarchs, at least the name, is back. And a team will play as the Kansas City Monarchs next season.
And the merch is awesome.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I wouldn't buy a T-Bone shirt if you paid me.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but the logo, we will be talking about how you're going to want this swag. It's really cool.
By the way, Twitter has shut down the Chinese embassy in the United States shut down their Twitter account today.
Okay.
Humans could move to floating asteroid belt colony within 15 years, Dana Wright.
We can't get vaccines into the arms of Americans, and you're telling me I'm going to float on an asteroid?
Humans could live on giant orbs floating in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter within the next 15 years. That's the bonkers claim made by top scientist Dr. Pekka Janhunen, who says millions of people could inhabit a mega city in space by 2036.
Right.
Janhunen, an astrophysicist at the Finnish Meteorological Institute in Helsinki, described his vision in a research paper published earlier this month.
That he wrote while he was on acid. Airlines are still operating, of course, only a fraction of the number of flights that they offered pre-pandemic. And because of that, alcohol is banned in many cabins. You know, they don't want you touching the bottle, touching the money, touching the credit card. So that has led to a surplus of alcohol. Now American Airlines is hoping to sell and ship some of its excess wine directly to your home. It is a new program called American Airlines Flagship Sellers. And you can buy a crappy bottle of wine by the bottle.
A little Sutter Home, would you?
In custom curated cases or via a monthly subscription plan for $99 a month. You can also get a $300 three-pack of champagne.
You can also get off your ass and just go to the liquor store.
Well, you know, with all the planes grounded, they've got some excess product.
So since they're grounded, you have to be grounded in your home because you're too drunk to get off your butt and go down the street?
The company hopes its new at-home wine program will bring in about $40,000 to $50,000 in sales during the first 3 months.
$40,000 in sales? Why not just add another row of seats?
Here's the deal. I think they're being optimistic.
$40,000. Boy, shoot for the stars.
You're right. The wine that they sell on airplanes generally is, you know, the $9 bottle at Walmart.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why you would buy a subscription for that.
I don't think they will. That's why they're expecting sales to be $40,000 in 3 months. I bet the local liquor store makes more than that.
I'm just passing along news about a surplus, because the whole entire last hour, we never used the word surplus.
No, we did not. That is correct. Oh, honey, you know, I've got this alcohol problem, and down the street, they kind of recognize me now, and they know who I am, and they already know what to get.
How about we go with American Airlines?
Well, you know, honey, if you heard on the radio today that American Airlines has a bit of a surplus.
Fly the friendly drunk skies while you're at home.
God. Have you ever been on a plane with somebody who's just so drunk?
You're not supposed to do that. They're supposed to cut you off. I don't think that I've ever seen that. No.
You've never been on a flight when somebody is just so hammered?
No, I mean, every flight on the way to Vegas is super happy and loud.
Yeah, because they're drunk.
And then the flight on the way back, you could hear a pin drop.
Because they lost all their money.
Super depressed and out of money.
Because they know they're on their way to explain to their spouse why the mortgage will be late.
I was on a roll.
Until I wasn't.
And now we don't have anywhere to live.
Headline here from Wired.com, vaping does not keep young people from smoking cigarettes later.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It will not prevent teens, according to a new study. It does not prevent teens from later becoming smokers, but some health experts say that focusing on the risk of addicting new smokers cuts off a chance to help adults quit. What? Okay. All right. We got the Monarch story that's coming up.
Cannot wait.
And this story caught my eye. A New Jersey man recounts his encounter with the infamous Jersey Devil 6 days after it took place on a new episode of Fox Nation's Monsters Across America. In the episode, Michael Orff recalls traveling down an unpaved road as a South Jersey high school student with his date, a girl named Violet. Suddenly, he remembers Violet spotted something unusual coming toward them. Orff says, "I get chills every time I see it," holding a sketch of what he believes to be the Jersey Devil.
What?
"I hid it away from my children at home when they were little. The backstory of the Jersey Devil is as varied as the number of people who claim to have encountered it. For more than 250 years, tales have circulated about the creature from the Pine Barrens, whose origins allegedly can be traced to a monstrous local birth."
It looks like a cross between like a pterodactyl.
And a bat.
And a bat, yeah. And also some acid. Where do you find these stories?
This is from Fox News.
It's like the chupacabra, but at least with that, you have a carcass of something where people are like, "I think it's a chupacabra." Dana, and every time they're like, "No, it's a wolf."
Dana,
again.
This is from Fox News. I don't go to like weirdstories.com.
You should.
Orff, now an educator in New Jersey, recalls rolling down the window of his father's car when he sensed that there was something out in the woods in the pines. "I felt cocky and comfortable about being in the Pine Barrens, but I shouldn't have." Then he says Violet opened her eyes and mouth. Oh, I'm not going to. No, there's too many jokes here. Never mind. Leave that one alone.
The New Jersey Devil. If you're just now joining us, and this is up on podcast in an earlier hour, you did not win the Powerball last night.
You did not win it.
There is only one winner.
Unless you rode through Lonacona, Maryland.
It is in a very tiny, very economically disadvantaged part of the United States. And there is, again, only one ticket that matched all of the numbers for $731.1 million.
By the way, the winner came from a town of about 1,000 people,
yeah.
I think.
Average.
It's a poor little
average median family income, $26,000.
Mm-hmm.
Average median family income, $26,000.
The median female income in this town of Lonacona or something, I think it's Lonacona, $19,000.
I'm a loaded Acona.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, Bob Kendrick with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum here in Kansas City joins us on the other side of a quick break. The Kansas City Monarchs are back. We'll visit with Bob in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Finally, some cool / good news on this day. Story here from the Kansas City Star. The Kansas City Monarchs are back. Sort of. New owners of the Kansas City T-Bones Baseball Club in Kansas City, Kansas, announcing today the team will adopt the name of Kansas City's storied Negro Leagues team beginning this season. The Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, which owns rights to the Monarchs' name, has entered into a long-term licensing agreement with the T-Bones. Beginning today, the minor league team will be known as the Kansas City Monarchs Baseball Club. Officials hope the rebranding will bring more attention to both the museum and to the beleaguered ball club in Western Wyandotte County. Joining us on the KMBZ hotline with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City, a name everyone's familiar with, Bob Kendrick. Bob, good afternoon and welcome, my friend.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. How are you?
So good. It's so good to hear your voice. Tell our listeners, what does this mean in the very near term? You mentioned in the Kansas City Star article that this is about relevancy and keeping this relevant, especially for younger baseball fans.
Yeah, and really, that is what it's all about. Now, again, I don't want to underplay the sustaining revenue mechanism that is also associated with this partnership. As you both know, anytime that you can create a partnership that allows on an annualized basis to generate revenue that will assist us in our operating needs, that is important. But it also creates a wonderful extension of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, because we will now have essentially a ballpark at our disposal, and through this partnership we'll be able to create exhibits and inform people about the history of the Monarchs, the history of the Negro Leagues, cross-promotional opportunities that will ultimately, we hope, drive people to historic 18th and Vine to learn more about the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. But as you mentioned, bring to life this historic brand. Because now every time these young players put on those uniforms, they are channeling the spirit of those legendary members of the Kansas City Monarchs, the Buck O'Neills, the Satchel Pages, the Willard Browns, the Bullet Rogans of the world, who once called Kansas City home as a member of the great Kansas City Monarchs.
I want a cool name like Bullet Rogan. That's what I want.
Bob, will you be able to take some of the, just museum artifacts and loan them, for lack of a better word, in a like kind of a rotating fashion, so people who may have not been down to 18th and Vine can get a little piece of that history?
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about the partnership, Dana, because to be honest, guys, we could have built and used all 10,000 square feet of space that we have here presently to tell the story of the Monarchs. It is that expansive. But we purposely did not make the Monarch story a major point of emphasis, because we did not want people to convey this museum as a Kansas City museum. We are a national museum, so it was important that we shape the national scope of the Negro Leagues. But now, with this extension of the museum, we get to kind of bring the Monarch story to life. You got to remember, this is a team that was a part of the Negro Leagues for almost 40 years, and they only had one losing season over that time span. And they sent more players to the major leagues than any other Negro League franchise. So they were a model organization. And again, they're not one of the great teams of black baseball history. They're one of the greatest baseball franchises in baseball history. And we get to bring that story to life in a greater fashion. And it's something that Frank White said today, our Jackson County executive, when he was here. And to hear that PA announcer say, you know, every single game, here's your Kansas City Monarch. Hopefully that will have a kid in the stands saying, I want to learn more about the Kansas City Monarchs. What is this about the Kansas City Monarchs? Mama, Daddy, take me down to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. You know, that's what this partnership is all about, in addition to the revenue that will be generated to help us keep on doing the things that we're doing.
Bob, I never liked the name T-Bones. And I saw the logo today in the paper, and I must confess, and I know Dana feels the same way, and to borrow a word from my kids' lingo, I can't wait to get some merch.
And that's exactly what we want to hear, because the more people who go through those turnstiles, the more merchandise that is purchased, the more food and beverages that are consumed there at the stadium, it all helps support the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and makes this financial partnership even more substantial. So that's exactly what we want to hear. I can't wait for the season to begin. I'm hoping, like everybody else, that this grip that COVID has had on all of us will start to lessen, and we'll be able to get fans in the ballpark and be able to cheer on the great Kansas City Monarchs again.
Hey, Bob, real quick, who came up with the idea? Did they approach you, or did you approach them?
Man, I wish I could lie to you and tell you that it was my idea, but I'd be doing just that. I'd be lying. Mark Brandmeier, who's the new owner now of the Kansas City Monarchs, reached out to me and the museum several months ago. And so we've been working on this for almost 4 or 5 months to try and get to a point of agreement, everything that we needed to do, dot all the I's, cross all the T's, and that kind of thing. But it was his epiphany to name the club the Monarchs. I don't know if he thought we would do it when he approached us.
Yeah.
Because he understands that this is our flagship brand of all the Negro League teams that we have access to. It really is our flagship brand, and as I said, it's our baby. And you don't want to just turn your baby loose to anybody. You want to make sure that your baby is going to be well protected. But the more I got to know Mark, the more we sat down with this team and got an opportunity to look at their business plan and everything that they had, we knew that we were entrusting our baby to the right people. And we feel very strong about this partnership. We think it's going to be a successful union for many, many years. And I do hope that it increased greater interest in Negro Leagues history, and particularly the interest in our great legacy of the Kansas City Monarchs.
Absolutely. Bob, last question, because I love the logo. Where do people go? Where do you tell our listeners to go if they want to pick up a T-shirt or a ball cap? Where do they go?
Well, I know they're starting to kind of pump out merchandise as soon as they possibly can. They'll have it available in their team store. We'll have some of that stuff.
And you let us know. You let us know. As soon as it's up, we'll put it on our website.
Bob, it's not merchandise. It's merch. Bob, it's merch.
It's merch. It is merch.
That's right. Don't call it merchandise. Nobody will understand what you're talking about.
Well, congratulations. I think this is wonderful, Bob. And thank you, as always, for joining us.
Guys, it's my pleasure. Thank you all so much.
All right. The great Bob Kendrick with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum here in Kansas City. As of today, the Kansas City T-Bones name is no more. They are now the Kansas City Monarchs baseball team.
Welcome to the X-Files.
It's creepy music, man. What is this? Oh, jeez!
For those of you asking, you can get a Kansas City Monarchs baseball club shirt, hat, that kind of thing. Go to kansas-city-monarchs-baseball.myshopify.com.
Okay.
Just go to my Shopify and type in Kansas City Monarchs, and it's right there. It's early, but there's some there.
My Shopify.
Yeah, my Shopify.
Okay.
You know what that is.
But if you really want to test yourself, go to kansas-city-monarchs-baseball/
/.
I'm going to put this on our website. Yeah, ///
:.
If you're in your car, pull over and write it down.
Right now.
Jeez.
Oh, it's so funny. You hear those ads every once in a while where you're like, really?
Here's the one thing that drives me crazy when I hear it in a commercial, whether it's TV or radio or on the internet or whatever. Aren't we past the WWW?
Right. I need you to go to the World Wide Web.
Our web address is www.https.
Is it the World Wide Web?
Don't forget the colon. Don't forget the colon.
:// Which, by the way, speaking of colon, can I just say something that I'm really not excited to do? And I just took a phone call, and Scott looked at me like, what are you talking about? I signed up to do, and it came right to the door. Ding dong. Why are we talking about this? Why would I even bring this up? But I can't help myself. I have the box. It's waiting for me in the bathroom.
Is it
Cologuard? Yes, the Cologuard. Now, one of my friends is a colorectal surgeon.
Right.
My primary care doctor said, you know, you're 46. Why don't we start with the Cologuard, which is the baby step into the real deal that Scott enjoys doing 3 times a year. And so I said, all right, I'll do the Cologuard. So the box comes to my door.
Basically, you poop in a box and mail it back.
I don't want to talk about it. The box comes to my door. It has just been sitting in my room for like a week, to the point that every single day I get some random medsomething.com phone call. Have you done it yet? Have you done it yet? What about now? What about now? Call us. Why don't we have your box back? And yeah. So finally she called today and I go, look, I'm getting like five of these phone calls a day. Is there a shelf life to this thing? Is this like the coronavirus vaccine? She goes, no, we're just, you know, wondering when you were going to send it in. Well, the thought of doing that, I'm sorry, is not, I'm not already, like, you know, on the commercials, they're like, oh, it's here. Bring it on in. Let's do Cologuard.
There are videos on YouTube Cologuard.
No, there are not. And I am not looking that up. No, I am not.
And I know how to use it.
And then...
That's all you got to do.
Chris keeps saying, what is that box? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
I'll have to watch this one at home and see if it's any good and if it's arable. But it's a Cologuard commercial that's obviously been mocked. And it's if commercials were real life, Cologuard.
Oh, yeah, there's a little smiley face on the box. I can't bring myself to do it. I can't. I can't. I'd rather you just knock me out, doctor. Just knock me out
Nothing against Cologuard, although I don't think it's as reliable as letting a doctor use a hose. Why are you going the Cologuard route? Is it because you're afraid?
No, my doctor just said, I asked, because friends have talked to me about this. And I said, is it okay to start out with that if I don't want to go taking 2 days off work right now? You know, and she goes, absolutely, let's order the Cologuard. Well, then the box comes to my door. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. And it's just sitting there.
Does it come with like Darth Vader sound?
I'm not doing it. I'm telling you, it could sit there a month, which is not good.
You know what they need? They need to put like a timer device inside of the box.
A ticking box from Amazon. That's great.
Well, and that it starts out nice. Like if it's been sitting in your room for like 2 or 3 days, it just out of nowhere, you'll hear, I'm waiting. Right? Hang on, I'm not done. And then after like a week,
Dana, come on, let's go.
And then after 2 weeks,
in there?
After 2 weeks, the box starts to rattle and move a little bit. And then it goes, would you just poop on me now? Come on, what's wrong with you, lady?
What are you waiting for?
It just gets more aggressive.
I don't know why. I mean, I've birthed 4 children in front of a room full. You know, by the fourth one, they're like, can we bring in 66 students of medicine? I worry about how it looks and all that stuff went out the window a long time ago.
Let's be honest. Your uterus was a clown car.
Everyone's been there, done that. And so I don't know why with this thing, I can't bring myself just to do the thing.
Why don't you just schedule the real thing?
I would rather do that because every time I walk by that box, I'm like, not tonight. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. I keep saying, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow.
Do you poop every day?
Well, yeah, but like, I just don't
want... Then just grab the damn box.
Why?
And let it have it.
Because you know what? The last time someone pooped in a box, we were in junior high school. And you would like leave it on someone's doorstep.
And light it on fire.
Yeah. I think it reminds me, not that I ever did that because I did not, I want to be clear. It reminds me of that old poop in a box thing. And I'm like, that's disgusting. I don't want to go anywhere near that box.
I don't think you're thinking
it's become
of,
like the movie Seven.
I don't think you're thinking of poop in a box. You think you're thinking of Justin Timberlake on Saturday Night Live.
Oh my gosh. It has just been sitting in my bedroom for a week.
Okay.
And I get annoyed every time I see it.
You.
You.
I see you.
Little smiley face.
Okay. Let me do a. Let me tell you something, but I want to tell the entire listening audience this, and maybe it's a public service announcement of sorts.
That no one ever wanted. Yes,
I have had 5 colonoscopies.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to enjoy. No, I don't. They're not a big deal.
I know.
There's a stigma about getting a colonoscopy.
I would rather get the colonoscopy because you're
survivable. It is the most survivable cancer that you could possibly get, I think, or one of them. It is mostly preventive in the procedure because they just, if you have polyps, they take them out, reduces your risk of getting colon cancer.
Correct.
The people say, and it's true, the prep is worse than the procedure. The day of prep, which is before the procedure, is worse.
It's the worst. Okay, so here.
Okay, stop. I am not doing that. Stop.
I would rather... go under and just have my girlfriend do what she does than keep walking past that box every day for a week.
You sure you want your girlfriend to do it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's seen it all. It's fine. She we had her on the show. I'm like, how many famous butts have you seen? She's like, I'll never tell. So that's where I am right now with that box. It just keeps staring at me. And on a serious note, one of our good friends down the street, Matt Stewart, who I used to work with at Channel 5, he's now at Channel 4. His wife was hounding him, Scott, to go get a colonoscopy. Yep. He's my age. He might be a year younger than I am. He was like, whatever. I'm going to wait till I'm 50. And she kept on him, kept on him, kept on him.
Yep.
He goes in, and sure enough, they found it, and not a polyp.
Not a polyp, but the C.
Yeah, and so they had to cut out a tiny section. He was very open, very honest about it, talked about it.
And they got it early.
They got it early.
Because he went in.
I know.
It's listen, I love people who are like, it's an exit, not an entrance. It is an entrance for that, because it will save
your
damned life.
So I feel like this show sometimes is, what's the word I'm looking for me? It's like when you say you're going to go to the gym,
it's like a resolution show.
It's sort of like a resolution. What's the word I'm thinking of that I can't think of? Where I now have to do this because I've released it out into.
Well, the ColaGuard box wishes you would release it now.
When does the box just start playing Jeopardy music at full volume?
I know. I see you're
urgent by
here's the problem with this whole story. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, who brought it to you? Like UPS or
something? Yeah, it just showed up.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
Like a very unwanted guest in my home.
See, here's the problem with this whole story.
Yeah.
You're playing the victim. You're the victim. Oh, I got a poop in a box.
That's the weirdest thing that has ever come out of your mouth on this show. Be honest, it's weird.
That's fine. But the problem with this whole story is you're playing the victim. You know who the real victim is? The UPS guy who has to pick it back up and knows what he's picking up. I love in the commercials, they go, fully discreet. It's not fully, it says ColaGuard on the box.
Why can't I remember the word where I need like you to make sure that I'm going to the gym? That's why you partner up.
Incentive.
No, that's not the word. Look on the text line.
And accountability.
I need accountability. Thank you.
Thank you, Texter.
And so by saying this, that stupid box, and I know I'm going to get home tonight at 6:30, and all I want to do is go have dinner with my husband, and there's that box.
Well, have a big dinner.
Use the box.
You know, caffeine is a diuretic. Have a cup of coffee after dinner.
Fine.
Fire that thing
Fine.
Up.
Fine. It's accountability,
you
and that's
that
why
box
I said
who's
it.
Who's boss? Come here, box. You ought to just drag it around the house for a minute. Throw it down the stairs. Come on, we're going to the downstairs bathroom. Come on.
God, why?
You just grab that box by the neck.
All right. I'm going to do it.
The show kind of stinks.
For Matt Stewart, I'm going to do it because he is the one who said, this saved my life.
That's right.
And
Matt Stewart's right.
And he is right. And I ain't getting any younger.
I am a no colon cancer advocate.
Okay. There's just got to be a better way to do it. Isn't there a blood test or something?
No, Dana. That's why you have to get a box sent to your door. And then you have to go number two in it. I feel like I have to talk to you like a child now.
I feel like I'm my dog. You know when the vet always goes, we're going to need you to bring in a sample. I'm like, no, I don't do that.
Yeah, they need a stool sample, Dana, so that they know if you're going to live or die. Just do it.
Well, fine. Just do it. Fine.
You know who else I feel sorry for? The people who have to examine it when they get the box.
How would you like for that to be your job? You think you have a crappy job.
Really?
Good one.
Really?
Good one.
Because that box has been tossed around all the way back to the laboratory. God knows what you're going to see when you open the lid. Seriously.
Yeah, maybe they'll phone in. I don't know. I'll keep you posted.
Did they have Taco Bell the night
tonight,
before?
Tonight, no. We're going to go tonight.
Stop it. All right. All right, guys. All right. We're done now. That's it.
It is my promise to you for accountability on this show and for my dear friend Matt Stewart. I will do this in the next 24 hours.
Okay.
Maybe not tonight, but tomorrow, like in the next 24 hours.
Okay.
I promise.
Do it.
Fine.
Ooh.
No, I am not filming it. Don't even ask.
Okay. All right. I won't.
You're clearly someone who takes care of yourself. So why wait to screen for colon cancer? Because when caught in early stages, it's more treatable. I'm Cologuard. I'm non-invasive and detect altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers, even in early stages.
Tell me more.
Okay, I don't need to know more.
All right, welcome back. That's where you got to do it, at home sweet home, man. That's where I would do it.
That's great. That's just great.
Amy in Kansas City. Hello, Amy.
Hello there. Dana, you just need to do what the Nike's commercial tells you to do. Just do it.
I have promised in the next 24 hours the deed will be done.
Just do it.
Okay.
Well, no peer pressure.
Go to Kelly.
Kevin, hang tight, buddy. Kelly in Baser. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I love your show.
Thank you. Go ahead.
How are you doing? Dana, I'm with you. I would actually use the Cologuard because every time I've had colonoscopies in the past, they have never knocked me out enough. And I always feel every twist and turn as they're going up and around and checking everything.
Okay, so I have to ask you a couple things, Kelly. Are you like that with all surgeries, which is my nightmare, that you're not quite under and you can feel them like cutting into you? Or are you just like that with the colonoscopy?
Well, I've had, when they go up your femoral artery and they go into like up in your brain.
Yeah.
Angiogram. I had an angiogram. I felt that.
You felt your angiogram?
Yes, ma'am. I felt the angiogram. I felt it go into my thigh.
Oh, God.
I felt the catheter go all the way up my neck and into my brain because I had a brain bleed. And they were trying to see if there was a clot. So, yeah, I felt that one.
Kelly, let me ask you something, though, because I have had, as I mentioned, 5 colonoscopies. Only once do I think I may have slightly come out of the anesthetic or anesthesia. But then I got to wondering, did I really...
Or were you dreaming?
Or was that just me, my brain telling me that I had woken up or partly woken up? Because I remember I immediately went back out. But I don't know if I really did come out or if my brain was just playing tricks on me when I was brought back after the procedure, if you will.
No, I was fully awake because they were doing both a GI scope. So they went down my throat and then they were also coming up.
Yeah, we know.
And doing a
could they hear you talk? Like, could you hear them talking?
Absolutely.
Oh, that is my nightmare.
I was even awake enough to tell the nurse that I can feel this, and I told the doctor, and he asked me, he goes, do you want me to stop? And I said, blank, no, you're already up there. Get it done.
All right.
Get it over with.
All right.
Well, I've mentioned one of my friends does this for a living, and I asked her, does anyone opt to do that procedure without being knocked out? And she said 2 to 3 patients per year for various reasons. Just go in, get it done. It's super uncomfortable, but it can be done.
With any anesthesia, there is a chance.
Very small.
It's incredibly small.
Yep.
That you will not come back. But they tell you that in advance. I mean, it's almost like watching those drug commercials. Some of the side effects could be death.
Right, right.
When you know nobody's died from it, they just tell you that just so you can't sue them.
If I was a person who wakes up during surgery, I'm not sure I would ever have surgery again. I mean, that to me is the stuff of horror movies.
Well, let's be clear. A colonoscopy is not surgery.
No, I know. But, like, she had an angiogram, and you're not supposed to feel that.
Scott in Olathe. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hey, Scott.
I just turned this thing on. I just got done fishing. It was a beautiful day to go fishing in January. So, beautiful day. It was 27. We started and close to 6 and we got done.
Yeah.
Got in the truck and heard you talking about the Cologuard thing. Piece of cake. Compared to, I had a couple colonoscopies. Last was like 15 years ago. And my doctor said, you know, I've never heard anybody die from a colonoscopy. And I said, good point. But right now, I don't want to go to the hospital and go under with all the COVID going around.
Right.
And I know from my wife, they sent her one of these, and the insurance...
Hey, don't get explicit, just keep it on above board, but go ahead.
While the insurance will pay for the test, sometimes your insurance won't pay for the results to come back to you. So my doctor did all the paperwork, sent me all the stuff, came in the mail, everything is paid for, and bingo. If you open the box, there's a little thing to sit on like a...
Okay.
She'll find out soon.
And then from a nurse on the text line...
Save that. Let the suspense build.
I'd say... from a nurse, I'd say 98% of the time you won't remember anything when you go under.
98. We got to run, everybody. Kevin, I love you, brother, but I'm not taking that one today. I'm done with this. Sam Stevie III's our producer. He's the finest man in all of America. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow for Friday, Festivus Friday. Be safe, be well, and be good to each other. We'll see you tomorrow. Turn the lights out now. Now I'll take you by the hand. Hand you another drink. Drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time? Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.